Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Zayin, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Erev Shabbos, we began the 13th perek in Masechet Zvachim, perek HaShoichet V'Amayva. Perek HaShoichet V'Amayva begins with perek Yud Zayin in Parshas Achrimas, the halacha of Shchutei Chutz and Alaas Chutz. The Torah is very, very clear that if somebody has a carbon, he was makdish, an oila, a chatas, shlomim, it doesn't matter what type of carbon it is. And he either shechts that carbon outside of the makam ha-mikdash, or he's maila, he's makter, the basar of that carbon outside the makam ha-mikdash, the Torah says he's going to be chayiv karas. If he's chayiv karas, it means that if he does a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv chatas. The Mishnah began with a machloikis, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, and the Chachamim. What would be if somebody shoichet b'chutz, and then he's maila b'chutz? He does Shchita and Hala b'chutz on the same carpet. The Chachamim say he's going to be chayiv shtayim. He's going to be chayiv a chatas for the fact that he did shchita b'chutz, and he's going to be chayiv a chatas for the fact that he did Hala b'chutz. Rabbi Yosei Aglili argues, Rabbi Yosei Aglili says that the only time you chayiv Hala b'chutz is if it was what the Gemara is going to call muktare pnim. It was a carbon that was brought in the Azara. You a mile of that carbon outside, then the halach is he going to be chayiv. But for the halal. But if you shechted b'chutz and then you were maila, the basar of that same carbon b'chutz, you'll be chayiv for the shchutei chutz, but you're not going to be chayiv for the halal chutz. But the Gemara started off with a problem. The Gemara said that if you're chayiv chatos for shchutei chutz and halal chutz, it means that not only is it a davar shesdoinei karas, but it has to be something that the Torah clearly stated be'azhara, thou shalt not do. Because the rule is, ein oinchin elam kemazirim. And the way Rashi learns the sugya, it's referring to the carbon chatos. So although there's certainly a chiyuv karis, says the Gemara, for shchutei chutz and halas chutz, because the Torah clearly says in Parashas Achrimos that there's a chiyuv karis, but chatas would suggest that there's an azara. And nowhere in the parish of shchutei chutz, and nowhere in the parish of halas chutz, does the Torah mention anything that suggests azara. Hazara means that you're not allowed to shech b'chutz. Hazara means that you're not allowed to be ma'ila b'chutz. And it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do that. If that's the case, how could the Mishnah have a discussion of ha'shoichet v'ma'ila b'chutz if you chayiv once, if you chayiv twice? It certainly suggests that there's a chiyuv chatos. Chiyuv chatos means that there's an azara. Where's the azara? And the Gemara said, bishloi mahala, although there's no azara in Parashas Achrimos, but there's actually another place in the Torah where the Torah discusses the iser chutz. And that's in Parashas Re'eh. And the Torah there says, Yishomer l'cha pentala u'leisecha b'chol mogem ha-shatera. And the word Yishomer and the word pen, both are synonyms of loy. They mean loisase. Thus, you have an azara. V'Allah aschutz, b'shchutei chutz, where do you have an azara? And the Gemara finally came out that there is an azara. Because the Pasuk says in the parasha of shchutei chutz, v'lo yizbuchu oid esifcheim lasirim. And even though, as we spoke about Friday, it doesn't mean literally a loisase, but v'lo yizbuchu is a loy, and thou shalt not shech, and it's in the context of shchutei chutz, that's going to be the loy sase for shchutei chutz. But the Gemara says that there's a braisa that says that that pasuk is talking specifically about somebody that shechted b'chutz, but he shechted something that he was makdish b'shas heter b'omos. And the question then the Gemara asks is, how do you know there's an azara if you shecht b'chutz something that you were makdish b'shas ister b'omos? And so the Gemara said, v'chura, I know mikav v'chaymer. Madoch, there's an issa shchutei chutz when you're makdish b'shas heter b'omis. Certainly there should be a shchutei chutz when you're makdish b'shas iser b'omis. And the reason it's a kal v'chaymer is because the same b'raisa that says that that pasuk is discussing where you were makdish it b'shas heter b'omis says that in that case, where you were makdish b'shas heter b'omis, and then you shechta b'chutz is only going to be a lois, I say. You're not going to have karis. The only time there's karis is if you're makdish b'shas iser b'omis. If that's the case, v'haloi dinu, madoch, if you shech kachim that you are makdish b'shas heter b'omis, where it's only a loisase, the aloch is, there's an azara, then certainly, if you are makdish b'shas iser b'omis, where there's a chi of karis, there should be a loisase. So right now, where we're holding is, that the Gemara is suggesting, that maybe the azara, the shchutei chutz, when you are makdish b'shas iser b'omis, has learned out kal v'chaymer, from the Azara of Shchutei Chutz, where you were makdish it b'shas heter b'omis. And on that note, the Gemara asks the obvious question, the question that everybody was bothered with, and that is, v'chi mazirim min adin, could you learn out an Azara from a kal v'chaymer? Afilu l'mandam o'inchim min adin. We know that even according to the mandam that holds o'inchim min adin, ein mazirim min adin, meaning, the rule is, ein o'inchim min adin. It just so happens, there's a mandam, I think it's Rab Tarfin, that holds o'inchim min adin. Das Yochid. Says the Gemara that even the mandama that holds Einshim and Adin is Moida, that when it comes to Azara, Ein Mazirim and Adin. So if you can't learn Azara from Kalva Chaymer, you can't tell me that the Makar to the Azara of Shchut Echotz, where you were Makdish B'Shas Isra Bamas, is learned out Kalva Chaymer from Shchut Echotz, where you were Makdish B'Shas Eta Bamas El, says the Gemara, Kedrav Yechir, and Omer Asi Ava, Hava, Mal, Hanu Leonash Alam Kein Nizr, Avkan Leonash Alam Kein Nizr. You have to say that the Azara for Shchut Echotz is not Kalva Chaymer, but rather it's learned out from Gzeir Shava. It says the Lashon Hava by Shchut Echotz, it says the Lashon Hava by Halas Chotz, and just like Halas Chotz has an Azara, so too Shchut Echotz is going to have an Azara. Rava, Ma Rava says, Kedrav Yechir. It's learned out from Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina asked Yosham Shab Mala Halon Loy Onash Alam Kein Izir Af Kan Loy Onash Elim Kein Izir. Rabbi Yoina said it's not learned out from Gzeirah Shava from Allah, but rather it's learned out from a Hekish from Allah. And the Hekish is really based on a pasuk also in Parashas Re'eh. That's the other parasha, the lesser known parasha of Shchut Echotz in the Torah. And there the Torah says, Ki Im Bamokam Hashivcha Hashem Ba'achat Shvatecha Shom Talo Oilo Yisecha V'Shom Tasa. Shom Talo means Haktar, that's Halah. V'Shom Tasa means all the other Avoidas. So when Makis Shar Avoidas to Halah, what's the punchline? In Yoneinu, just like by Allah there's an Azara, so too here there's going to be an Azara as well. It's interesting that who's the one that said the Hekish? Rabbi Yoina. There's many Akesha de Rabbi Yoina's in Shas. The most well-known Akesha de Rabbi Yoina is in Seder Nashim, Masechtas Yevamos, where Rabbi Yoina made a Hekish between all the arayas, hukshu kol arayas elazah. We had in the beginning of the Masechta, Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina regarding all the different kachshim. That's another Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina. Here we have another Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina. It's not arayas, it's not different types of korbanos, but rather here we have a Hekesha de Rabbi Yoina as it relates to the different avoidas. That we makish all the avoidas lahadadi, bottom line, just like by Allah's chutz is an azara, so too here there's going to be an azara as well. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan muktarei pnim shehelon lechutz. Muktarei chutz shehelon lechutz. Minayin. Going back to the Tanakam in the Mishnah that said, Hashoichet v'amayla b'chutz yichayev shtayim. So we have an azara now for shoichet b'chutz. We have an azara for Maila b'chutz. We have an azara for shoichet b'chutz where you were makdishit b'shas heter b'mis. We have an azara for shoichet b'chutz where you were makdishit b'shas isr b'mis. The question though is, how do you know two azaros? How do you know that if you're shoichet va maila b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv shtayim? You're going to be chayiv seifet the shchut echutz and seifet the alas chutz. Omer Rav Kana said, Omer Akrat Suntaf in the pasuk, it says, va'aleim toimar, al smuchim toimar. So, as mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, when the Torah talks about the halacha of chutz, the Torah really breaks it up into two parts. You have first the parasha of Shchut Echutz, and then you have the parasha of Ha'lo'as Chutz. And the Torah is mechaber the two parashas with the words Va'aleim Toimar. So you have first the parasha of Shchut Echutz, and then Va'aleim Toimar, literally, go tell the Jews, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, that not only you're not allowed to shecht b'chutz, you're also not allowed to be maila b'chutz. But the Gemara is darshaning Va'aleim Mitan Aleph, as if it would have been written Va'aleim Mitan Ayin, as if they say Va'al, off. That the parasha of Halo'as Chutz relates, it applies to a Shchut Echutz. Meaning that if you are going to be ma'ilah something that you already shechted b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv for the halos chutz. You're certainly chayiv for the shchut echutz, and you see you're going to be chayiv for the halos chutz as well. But maskef l'rava, Rava asked the obvious question: mikziv v'aleim mitanayim, v'aleim ksiv mitan aleph. And you can't do that. You can't interchange the alephs and an ayin, right? You say shema. Go ask a brisker if you can interchange an aleph and an ayin. Either way, elo could. It's learned out from the Va'aleim, but not Va'aleim switch the Aleph with an Ayin, but rather Va'aleim, it's the Vav that's Moisef Alinyan Rishon, and it connects the two parashiyas that you have the Israel Allah's Chutz, even when it was already a Shchut Echutz. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, and said, Asi Ava Ava, Ma'la Halam Muktari Chutz, Afkan Muktari Chutz. He says, you learn a Pashit from a Gzeirah Shava. It says Ava, Shchut Echutz, it says Ava, Va'aleim Chutz. From the Gzeirah Shava, we know that if someone's Maila B'chutz, something that he already shechted b'chutz, the halach is he's going to be chayiv seifa the shechita and seifa the halach. Maska for Rabibi. But Rabibi asked a kasha on the Tanakam and our Mishnah. Again, that holds the hashechit b'chutz, the hamayla b'chutz, he chayiv seifa the shechita and seifa the halach. What's this kasha? Had the time we learned in the Mishnah, Shloishim v'sheish krisis b'tayret. The first Mishnah is achlis krisis, and the Mishnah over there lists the 36 averus for which somebody's chayiv karis. What's the kasha? Talsim v'shev havin. Why is it 36? It should really be 37. De ikka ha'mayla v'ha'mayla. What does that mean? if we're going to say that if someone's maila b'chutz, something that he first shechted b'fnim, b'shoigig is chayv chatas, and if someone's maila b'chutz, something that he first shechted b'chutz, he's going to be chayv chatas. Then in that Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, both maila b'chutzes should be mentioned independently. It's a very long Rashi that explains the Gemara's kasha, and really it's dependent on a more in-depth understanding of the first Mishnah of Masechtas Krisos. But high level, when the Mishnah says there's 36 Chayvi Krisos, really there's more Chayvi Krisos than 36. What the Mishnah means is there's 36 Mekairis in the Torah for Karis, so that if somebody would be over all 36 Chayvi Krisos Behelam Echad, he would have to bring a special carbon chatas for each Aveira that he did. So that if the significance of 36 is that Behelam Echad, you'd be Chayiv a separate chatas for each one of the Chayvi Krisos. If someone would be Maila b'chutz Muktare Pnim, and then it would be Maila b'chutz Shchute Chutz, would you bring one chatas or two chatas? The Gemara is assuming in the Kashu you'd bring two. And the reason is it's learned out from two different psukim. The Makar to a regular Maila b'chutz is learned out from the Pasuk in the Torah. The Makar to a Maila b'chutz where you're being Maila Shchute Chutz is learned out either from the Gzeru Shava, Hava Hava, or from the Hekish, Ve'aleim Toimar, the Vav is Ma'ar of the Parashas. Being that it's two separate Makarois, that means as it relates to chatas, they're two Shemois. That means if you do them both Pelam Echad, you'd be Chayiv Tu Chatois. Meaning, if someone would be Maila Bachutz twice, Behelam Echad, Muktare Pnim, he'd bring one Chatas. If somebody would be Maila Bachutz twice, Shchute Chutz Behelam Echad, he'd have to bring one Chatas. But if you're Maila Bachutz, Muktare Pnim, and Shchute Chutz Behelam Echad, you're going to bring two Chatois. One for the Muktare Pnim, and one for the Shchute Chutz. And the reason is because they learned out from different psukim. If that's the case, it's a separate Chayiv Krisos. Then why does the Mishnah mention 36? The Mishnah mention 37? And the Gemara answers, Kasha, which we know the Rishonim say, what's the difference between Kasha and Tufta? Tufta means there's no Teretz. Kasha means it's a Teretz, it's Doichik, and the Gemara's not getting involved in it. But the bottom line is, that's what the Gemara says. Just one order before we go weiter. So we started off the Daf, where the Gemara asked the Kasha that we have an Azara for Shchutei Chutz, where you were Makdish, Bishas Heter Bamas. But what's the Azara for Shchutei Chutz, but you Makdish Bishas Iser Bamas? And don't tell me Kal V'chaymer, because Ein Mazirim Min Adin. We know that even the Mandama that holds Ein Shem Min Adin holds Ein Mazirim Min Adin. So the Gemara gave two terutz. One terutz the Gemara says, Gzeirishav. Another terutz the Gemara said, Hekish. Rashi spoke out that this Gzeirishav is a Gzeirishav Mufna. And being that it's a Gzeirishav Mufna, therefore, although Ein Mazirim Min Adin, you could learn out an Azara from Gzeir Shav. In other words, Rashi was bothered with a Kasha. If Ein Mazir Min Adin, meaning you can't learn an Azara from a Kal V'chaymer, then why could I learn an Azara from Gzeir Shav? What's the difference between a Kal V'chaymer and Gzeir Shav? So Rashi, I know the Teretz. The Teretz is it's Gzeir Shav Mufna. What's Rashi mean? So we know not all Gzeir Shavas were created equally. There's two types of Gzeir Shavas. There's Gzeir Shav Mufna, and there's Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufna. Gzeirah Shavah Mufna means where the two building blocks, the two words that are being used for the Gzeirah Shavah are extra. One is extra, both are extra, but there's a diuk in the Pasuk that would suggest that the reason the Torah wrote this word, where it wrote it, was for Gzeirah Shavah. Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufna means there's nothing extra. For example, if you would use the word Bereshis, and Bereshis Bar Lekim as the Shemayim V'Zaretz, to make a Gzeirah Shavah with another Bereshis, that's not Gzeirah Shavah Mufna. The Torah had to say Bereshis. It's very important word. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. So the word Bereish is there for a reason. It would never be Mufna. A Gzeirah Shavah doesn't have to be based on extra words, but when it is, it's a Meyuchas. It becomes a Gzeirah Shavah Mufna. L'mayin afgemido, you can't ask Kashas on Gzeirah Shavah Mufnas. You could ask Kashas on Gzeirah Shavah She'ena Mufnas. I think the Bir and Rashi is very simple. Why is it that Ein Mazir Min Adin? Why is it that Ein Oin Shem Min Adin? So there's a Masha, Masech, the Sanhedrin, the Afsam, Echtal, and the Beis, we won't talk about it tonight. But Pasha B'shad is, because we're always concerned that maybe there's a Pircha. In order to dan a Kal V'chaim, it's not so simple. You have to make sure that you don't know any Pirchas on this Kal V'chaim. You know, there's a Gemara, Masech, this Bava Basra, where the Gemara says, the one Amiram told another Amir, he says, you're such a big Talmud Chacham, you know, Kol Chedre, you could dan a Kal V'chaim. Rabbi Chana brings to him that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Briska, the Rabbi Chaim says, what do you have to be a Baki to dan a Kal V'chaim? To dan a Kal V'chaim, you have to be a London. You have to be an Oikah.
a harim. You don't have to be a Sinai. What's a kal v'chayim? You're coming with the fingers are flying when you're done kal v'chayim. You have to, because that you need to say a pilpul, that you maybe to be a poisek, but you have to be a baki. You have to be baki b'chol chedrei toira to dan a kal v'chayim. So Reb Chaim said, yeah. He says, to dan the kal v'chayim, you have to be a lamda, but to make sure there's no pircha on the kal v'chayim, but then you have to be a baki. And that's the concern of ein oinchim and adin, and ein mazirin and adin is always that there might be a pircha. So l'chur is shaltzich to frag, why is Gzeir Shava better? Gzeir Shava, there might also be a pircha. So Rashi is Gzeir Shava mufna. You're right. Gzeir Shava is ain't a mufna. That just like ein mazir min adin for kal v'chomer, you can have an ein mazir min adin as it relates to the Gzeir Shava also. But being that it's Gzeir Shava mufna, so there is no kasha. Being that there's, again, there's a lot more to be mafalful on this. But the ein kan mekomer laharich. Either way, so we have a makar for shchutei chutz. We have a makar for halos chutz. Halos meaning haktara. What's the makar? Psukim in the Torah. Parshas, Achrimos, Pasuk after Pasuk after Pasuk, Perik Yud Zayin and Sefer Vayikra, and then you have it again in Perik Yud Beis and Dvarim in Parshas Re. It says the Gemara, all the time we learned in the Mishnah, HaZorik Mikzas Damim Machutz Chayiv. If somebody does Rika with Dam of a Karbim Machutz, he's also Chayiv. So it's not only Shechita, it's not only Halah, it's Rika as well. I mean, Nolam, what's the makar to that? It says the Gemara, Nafkaleh, it's not having the following Pasuk. Tanya, it says, with regards to Shechutei Chutz, Dam Yechoshev Le'ishahu Dam Shofach. So Be'ez Hashem will speak out some raid on this. Not tonight, but we're gonna speak out some raid on Dam Yechoshev Le'ishahu Dam Shofach, exactly what that means. But for now, the words Dam Shofach, the Rabbi Zazirik, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, very simple. What does Dam Shofach sound like? Sounds like Zrika to me. So Dam Shofach is Zrika. It's not Pashim Shana, the Pasuk. But Dam Shofach, the Rabbi Zazirik, that's how you know that if somebody's Zirik, Pachutz, he's going to be Chabrik. Rabbi Kiva says, Oy Zavach. Not from the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, but a few psukim later, from the parsha of Alos Chutz. It says, Asheyalo Oylo Oy Zavach. Why oy? The rabbi says hazayrik. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, "Hi oy zavach my yavali." What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the oy zavach? Rabbi Shmuel learned zayrik from dam shafach. What does he use the oy for? Lechalik. This is what he means. Because if it wouldn't have said oy zavach, you would have thought oy lo vizavach. Then you would think the only time you chayf Allah as chutz is if you maila saya oy lo and saya shlomim. Oy is lechalik. Other anoyla, other ashlab. Rabbi Akiva lechalik minon. Has Rabbi Akiva no lechalik? If he uses oy zavach to teach me Zrika, how does he know lechalik? Nafkalei mi veloye vienu. It says val pesach oyma loye vienu zloshin yachid. It sounds like you don't have to bring an oyla and a zavach to be chayiv. One carbon loshin yachid. That's enough. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with loye vienu? Humi boyle al hashole mu chayiv ene chayiv alachas. That's a sugya later in the parak. We'll get to that. But for now, this alacha they only chayiv if you're makter of a shole. How do you know the Loi Vienu suggests it's a Dabba Shalim? Rabbi Akiva, how do you know you have to be Makdur Dabba Shalim? If he uses Loi Vienu to tell me Lechalik, says the Gemara, Milasis Oisai. It says Lasis Oisai Lashem. Oisai is also Lashon Yachid. Rabbi Yishmael, what does he do with Oisai? He uses it also to tell me that you have to be Milo Dava Shalim. Then why do you need two psukim to tell me you have to be Milo Dava Shalim? Lo Yevienu and Lasi. So he said, Chalam Maktori Pnim Shechasru Vehele Bechutz. Vechalam Maktori Chutz Shechasru Vehele Bechutz. One to tell me if you did the Shechita Befnim, and then you, when you're Milo Bechutz, the Allah is, you're not Chayiv if you were Milo Dava Chasru. And also one to tell me that if you did the Shechita Bechutz, and you were Milo Bechutz, that you're not Chayiv to Dava Chasru. I mean, one thing you see clearly, in these sugyas that we're learning now, that there's a fundamental difference between a maila b'chutz, where you were maila muktari pnim, versus a maila b'chutz, when you were maila something that was shchutei chutz. Even though the parak starts, ha-shoichet v'maila, chayiv shtayim, that you're chayiv if you're maila shchutei chutz. But you see there's a fundamental difference. It keeps on coming up in the sugyas. But either way, the Gemara says, v'tanya, and I'll prove it to you from a braisa. That what? That Rabbi Shmuel uses loye vienu and lasis oisai both to teach me this halacha. Rabbi Shmuel, loye miyach, muktari pnim shechasru behal mechutz, chayiv. I would think muktari pnim shechasru, you should be chayiv. Meaning, maybe the only time there's a halacha that if you're maila dava chaser, your pater, is if it was shchutei chutz that you were maila. But if it was muktari pnim that you were maila, I would think you're chayiv. Talmud loye miyach, lasis oisai, alashalim yuchayiv, veni chayiv ala chaser. Rabbi Akiva, who used loye vienu, he only has lasis oisai to teach me that you're potter for being Milo Dava Chaser. How does he know that you're potter say if you were Milo Shchutei Chutz and say if you were Milo Muktari Pnim? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Kiva holds Muktari Pnim Shechaser Vehalam Bechutz Chayev. You're talking going to be Chayev if you're Milo Chaser of Muktari Pnim. The only time this is halacha that you're not Chayev if you're Milo Chaser is if it in fact was Shchutei Chutz. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Haydam Yechashev Mayavadli. So again, the question was, how do you know a Zorik Bechutz is Chayev? Chlikis Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it's learned out from Oy zavach in the parsha of Allah aschutz. Oy is the Rabbi Sazayr. Rabbi Shmuel says it's learned that from Dam Shafach. That's in the parsha of Shchutechutz. The Gemara said, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with Rabbi Akiva's oy? That was this first Gemara. Now we do the second part of that. What does Rabbi Akiva do with Rabbi Yishmol's Dam Shafach? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, hay dam yichashem ayavilei. The Rabbi Shchita Sa'oif is coming to tell me that if somebody shechts an oif, he's going to be chayv. And it's a little bit of a chiddush. The reason is, because if you look at the Pasuk is very clear. The Pasuk says, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, ashe yishchat shor oy kesef oy eiz b'machana. It says a shor, a kesef, or an ace, an ox, a sheep, or a goat. It doesn't say a bird. It doesn't say an oif. But Dam Shofach is the rabbi's oif. Rabbi Shmuel, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that? Me oy ashe yishcha. Because that same pasuk that says, ish ashe yishchat, shor a kesef oyez b'machina, it continues, it says, oy ashe yishchat michutz l'machina. What's that other oy ashe yishchat? Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's how I know oif. Rabbi Akiva, amalacha, humi bayilei, ala sheikhetu chayv alei ala moilek. You know what the oy ashe yishchat's coming to teach me? You only chayv if you shecht an oif. You're not chayev if you do malika on a knife, which is a chiddush. You would think, certainly if you do malika, bachot, you should be chayev. Because that's what you're supposed to do with kachem. You're supposed to do malika. No, you're only chayev for shchutei chutz, even though it's kachem, if you shecht a knife. You're not chayev if you do malika with a knife. Rabbi Yishmol, nafkalei mizeh hadover. He knows it from zeh hadover that the Torah says right in the beginning, the parasha shchutei chutz, the word zeh hadover, that's what teaches me. Zeh hadover. I'm talking about shchita, only for shchita yechayev. You're not going to be chayev for malika. Can you learn to the Brayis? Asher yishchat, in liyelo shoychit behema, shochat oif minolo, and talmud loymar, oy asher yishchat. Yochel afam moylik, I would think malika as well. Vidinu, and asher no mikal v'chaymer. Umat shchita dein derech hasher befnim, chayev. Madach shchita that you're not supposed to do with kachim, right? What's the derech hasher b'fnim with a knife? Malika. Still, you see, yechayim malika. She derech hasher b'fnim and edin shechayiv tamud leim azeh adavar. Rabbi Akiva amalach. Rabbi Akiva says, umi bayilei l'gzeir shava. He uses azeh adavar for something else. He needs it for gzeir shava. Rashi sends you to Gemara's and Shas, where the Gemara learns out different halachas from gzeir shava, from the words zeh adavar. Either way, so what's the makar to a zayrik b'chutz that's chayiv? Machlik is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from Dam Shafach in the parish of Shchutechutz. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's learned out from Oy Zavach in the parish of Alos. The Gemara continues. Vadetanan, Hakoy mitzvah mekabel dama b'chutz pater. If somebody does kmitza b'chutz, or if somebody does kabbalah b'chutz, he's pater. Minolon, how do you know that? Says the Gemara, Minolon, how do you know he's pater? Mechteis achayev, how do you know you should even be chayev? It doesn't say it in the Torah anywhere. So why would you think chayev? The Gemara says, I'll tell you why you would think it's chayev. Because teisim is shchita. Maybe learn it from shchita. Maybe you say that if you're chayev for being shoychet b'chutz, you should be chayev for doing kmitza b'chutz, or you should be chayev for doing kabbalah b'chutz. Gemara says you can't learn from shchita because mal shchita shekein poisela shloi leichlam b'pesach. If you remember from the very beginning of the Masechta, every avoida is unique, and as a result, it's very hard to learn one avoida from another avoida. That's why when the Gemara learned that the halachas of shloi lishma, the Gemara always come out to a hekesh, because as a regular mamutzino, you're going to stub your toe. It's very, very hard. There's too many unique characteristics to each avoida, which make it difficult to learn one avoida from another avoida. So the Gemara says that you can't learn from shchita, not kmitza and not kabbalah, because shchita is unique. That if somebody shechts a carbon pesach and he has in mind shaloi l'shum oichlav, it's a machshava pisals. The only time the machshava shaloi l'shum oichlav pasals is shchita. You don't find it by any other avoida. That makes it unique, so you can't learn from there. Gemara says teisim izrika. Okay, maybe learn it from Zrika. We just said that Zrika is also Chayev, Zrika Bachotz. And by Zrika, you don't have this halach of Shleil Lashum Oichla. But the Gemara says, Mal Zrika, Shekein Zar Chayev Ala Misa, Zar is Chayev Misa. But the Gemara says, Tasi may be Nayu. Why can't you learn it from both of them? Learn it from a Tzad HaShava between Shechit and Zrika. You're going to tell me, Mal Shechita, Yavab Sol Shleil Lashum Oichla. I'm going to tell you, Zrika Teichich. Mal Zrika, Shekein Zar Chayev Ala Misa, Shechita Teichich. Shechita is Kshayev Bazar. So learn it from a Tzad HaShava. So the Gemara says, there's no Tzad HaShava. You know why? Because Imkein, Lo Yoimar Bezrika, Vetasi may be Nayu. Why did we need Psukim? Market the Islay, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel to tell me that a Zayrik Bechutz is Chayev. Why can I learn Zayrik Bechutz from a Mahatzah? What's the Mahatzah? The Gemara walks through it. Tasting Mishchita. You can't learn Zrika from Shchita because Mal Lashchita Shekein Poisal Shloi Lashem Oichlam Bepesach. Tasting Malah. But you can learn it from Allah. No, Mal Allah Shekein Yeshna Bemincha. There's Haktarah by Mincha, which you don't have by a regular carpet. But the Gemara says, Tasting Mibinayo. Why can't I learn from a tzad and shava? You learn zrika from shchita. You'll tell me mala shchita that you have shloi l'shem boichlov. I'll tell you Allah teichich. Mala Allah you have by mincha. I'll tell you shchita teichich. You don't have shchita by mincha. Hatzad and shava shavahem that is a chiyuv chutz. Say the same thing by zrika. Hachi ksivka the meimad lo yasmi binayif. And the fact that the Torah needed a limud from zrika, that's a raya that tzad and shava doesn't work. In other words, the Gemara asks the kasha, how do you know that a koymetz b'chutz and a makabel b'chutz is pater? Why would you think it should be chayiv? You could learn it from a tzad hashava, from shchita and zrika. And for the Gemara, from the fact that the Torah needed a makar by zrika, that's a raya you can't learn from tzad hashavas. Because if you could learn kmitza and kabbalah from a tzad hashava, then learn zrika from a tzad hashava as well. Why did the Torah need to tell me anything by zrika? Elamai. From the fact that the Torah told me zrika, that's another way, it's a roundabout way of saying that you can't have a tzad. So in other words, we learn two things from the parish of zrika. What the makar to zrika b'chutz in the Torah is machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from Dam Shofa. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's learned out from Oizova. But regardless, that lima teaches me two things. Number one, it teaches me that azorik b'chutz is chayiv. Number two, it teaches me that a koymetz b'chutz and a makabu b'chutz is pot. From the fact that the Torah needed to tell me azorik b'chutz is chayiv, and I couldn't have learned it from a mahatzad, one of the yudgim midrash atarin adjachus b'em, that's a raya that for some reason we can't use mahatzad for this parish of chutz, and therefore I need a makar for any avoida. I don't have a makar for koymetz. I don't have a makar for makabel. Thus, a koymetz and makabel b'chutz are going to be potter. So again, we have a machloikas Rav Shmuel b'Kiva. What the makar to azorik b'chutz is chayiv? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from the parish of Shchutei Chutz. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's learned out from the parish of Alos Chutz. That is the segue to the next Gemara. A Geshmaki Gemara. Rabbi Vo said, Shachat v'zorak, if somebody did Shchita b'chutz and Zrika b'chutz, he did it b'shoikik and he did it b'heila me'achot. So does he bring one chatos or does he bring two chatos? Above all, very nice. Back of the envelope arithmetic. L'divrei Rabbi Yishmael, chayiv chatos. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're going to be chayiv only one. Why only one? Because Shchita and Zrika learned out from the same parish. How do I know Zorik from the words Dam Shofach that the Torah says in the parish of Shchita? So being that Zrika is learned from the parish of Shchita, it's one Shem with regards to the chatos. Therefore, Behelam Echad, it's going to be one chatos. L'divrei Rabbi Akiva, chayiv shnai. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be chayiv two. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, how do I know Zorik from the parish of Allah? So I did Shchita and Halah. You're going to be chayiv too. That's the first Mishnah. It's chayiv shtat. Abaya argued. Abaya said, no. I feel Rabbi Akiva in chayiv alachas. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're only going to be chayiv one. Why? According to Rabbi Akiva, you did say, you were over two parashias. You did the parasha of Shechiti, the parasha of Zrika. Said Abaya, it's based on a pasuk in Parashat Re'eh. Oh my God, the pasuk says, "Shom," reading the whole pasuk, "Shom talo oiloi secha, v'shom tasa kol asher anoichim mitzavcha." The Torah is talking about chutz, and the Torah mentions halah, and then v'shom tasa all the other asiyas. Hakasav asan lekula avodachas. The Torah lumped together all asiyas other than halah. Shchita and Zrika therefore come together. If they're lumped together, if you do them both Pehela Machas, you're only going to be Chayiv once. Zorak Vehela. What if you did Zrika and Halah? So the first case was you did Shchita and Zrika. Now you did Zrika and Halah. So it says the Rabavo, it's going to be the same Chesh. The Divi Rabbi Shmuel, Tainiz Rabavo, Kunt Rabbi Shmuel, you're going to be Chayiv too. Because Zrika is learned from the parasha of Shchita. Halah is a separate parasha. So two parashas, two shemois, two chatois. Because Zrika is learned out from Halah, so merely only be chayiv one. I argued here too. He said, "I feel Rabbi Akiva chayiv shnayim." No, even according to Rabbi Akiva, in this case, he's going to be chayiv two. Akiva keeps on going. Abaya keeps on going. Fakert from Abavo. He says over here, even according to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to be chayiv twice. You know why? Lahachi palginu kra sham tala v'sham tasa. When the Torah said sham tala v'sham tasa, the Torah is telling you Halah and everything else is always separate. So even though Zrika is learned out from the parish of Halah, but as it relates to the amount of chatois you would have to bring if you did them both pehelam achas, it's going to be two because there's always going to be one for the Halah and there's going to be one for everything else. What if it was shachat v'zorak v'hela? What if you did all three? Behela Mecha, you had a rough day, but you did all three. Behela Mecha, you did the Shechita, the Zrika and Allah, the Divrei HaKol, Chayiv Shtayim. According to everyone, you're going to be Chayiv too. Why? According to Rabbi Avo, you're going to be Chayiv too, because it's Manavshach. Either Zrika is included in Shechita, or it's included in Halah. So you end up having a Shechit V'amaylo B'chutz. So Manavshach, you're going to be Chayiv too. And even according to Abaya, in this case, you're going to end up being Chayiv too, because what was Abaya's Hagdara? Shom Tala, V'shom Tasa. You always Chayiv one for Halah, and then one for everything else. So over here, you had the Halah, and then you had the Shechit and the Zrika, which is another one.
at the end of the day, Memanav Shach, you're going to end up being Chayift. One more Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the Torah, when the Torah mentions the halacha of Chutz, so how does the Torah introduce, actually, before we go weiter, it's one Har. And that is, so again, the topic of Perek HaShoich HaMaila is Vayikra Perek Yudzai. And the Torah over there discusses the halacha of Shchutei Chutz and then the halacha of Alos Chutz. It's two separate parashas in the Torah. The Torah connects the parashas with the letter Vav, Va'alei and Toymar. It's a Vav Moisef Alin Yerushim. We even make a hekesh from the Vav. But there's a parasha of Shchutei Chutz and there's a parasha of Alos Chutz. And what's the parasha? If someone has a carbon, and it doesn't matter what the carbon was. The Torah says an oila or a zevach. We saw it could be an oif. It doesn't matter what it is. And he shechts it b'chutz. Dam yichoshev le'ishahu. The Torah says he's chayiv karis. If he does b'shogi, he's chayiv chata. So you have a whole lomdisha perik, which are one of the most lomdisha prokhtim in Kachim. Perik ha-shechet v'amayla that goes into the weeds of this halacha. But the bottom line is this person is going to be chayiv karis. It's interesting. When you begin the parasha, Perik Yudzayin, Teres is as follows. Listen. Ish mi beis Yisrael, ashe yishchat shoyr oy kesef oy eiz b'machana, oy ashe yishchat mi chutz l'machana. So again, a yid mi beis Yisrael that shechts shoyr or a kesef or eiz b'machana. Vel pesach oy moy lo yevioy, l'hakriv kovon Hashem. But he didn't bring this animal that he shechted as a carbon. Dam yichoshev le'ishahu dam shafach v'nichras ha'ishahu mikerev amon. V'chule, and there he says, why it's so bad? Because if you're going to do this, you're going to end up doing avodah zarah. Rashi, right in the beginning of the parasha, says, b'muktoshim ha'kosim adaber. This parasha is discussing hekdesh. Shenema Rashi has a diuk la'hakriv carbon. So you see, we're talking about a kachim de ge'inim. It's amazing. Rashi needed to comment right in the beginning of this parasha that when the Torah says if somebody shechts an animal, shorei kesev ha'ez mechutz la'machina yischayiv karz, we mean kachim. We don't mean chul, you're allowed to shecht chulin. So Rashi, b'muktoshim ha'kosim adaber. How do I know that? Because I have a diyuk. It says later, l'hakriv karbon, we're clearly talking about kachim. That's how I know that this halach is discussing kachim. But if somebody shechts chulin, avadi is not going to be chayiv karz. Now the reason Rashi had to speak it out is because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. It's only based on a diyuk, like Rashi says. But really, when the Torah mentions the Isser Shchutei Chutz, it says, ish mi beis Yisrael, ashe yishchat, shoyrei kesef ha'ez b'machana, oy ashe yishchat mi chutz l'machana, vel pesach oy amoy lo'evi, he didn't bring it as a carbon, maybe it was cholin. How do you know it was kachim? How do you know it's kachim? So Rashi's not mefurish anywhere. But the whole parasha shmecked from kachim. And as a result, says Rashi, when the Torah says, Ashi yishchak b'muktoshim ha'kosam adaber. The emes is, however, that in the pshutoi shal mikro of the pasuk, it's not muchach that way. And you could have just as easily learned that the Torah says that any time a person shechts anything, even chulin, outside of the mikdash, he's going to be chayiv karas. Why? Because what you're supposed to do is, in this case, where it's chulin, be makdishin and then bring it. Into, where it's kachin, then just bring it. Where it's chulin, be makdishin and then bring it. But maybe when the Torah says this is shchutei chutz, it means even for chulin. That's what Rashi's coming to address. Zok Rashi, it's not that way. B'muktoshim ha'kasam adaber. But the reason Rashi needed to address it is because it's not mefurish in the pasuk. And you could have very easily learned the parish from the Torah that the Torah is saying that even someone that shechts chulin b'chutz will be chayiv karz. The emes is, if you take a look at the Ramban al Torah, the Ramban argues with Rashi. The Ramban says, "V'hanochin lefarish." I believe that Pashup Shad in the parish of Parashat Zachar Moshe is that the Issur Shchutei Chutz is true even for Chulin. That if somebody would shecht Chulin b'chutz and rather than be makdish and bring it as a carbon, he would say, I'm going to make a barbecue. It's Sunday. It's the middle of the summer. It's a nice weekend, right? And that's what I'm going to do. He'd be chay. You're not allowed to do that. That's something you're not allowed to do. So he goes, what do you mean? You're not allowed to do that? Then what's Masechta Shchulin? What is Shchita Shchulin all about? Zok the Ramban, Pshat in the Pasuk is based on Shitas Rabbi Yishmael Masechta Shchulin Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yishmael famously said that the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they were not allowed to eat Basa Taiva. Basa Taiva means a good old-fashioned steak dinner. It's not something they were allowed to do. And if you wanted to eat a piece of flesh, you had to bring a carbon, and then there was a chelik, that was nachal abayil. That's the way you were able to eat meat. But there was an issa to eat basa taiva. Says The Ramban,
v'hanochin lefarish poshe pshan in this parasha is very mashma Rabbi Yishmol. I think that the way Rabbi Yishmol would have learned this parasha is not like Rashi says b'muktosh and akasa medaber, but rather we're discussing chulin. And the Torah said that for the 40 years in the midbar, the issur shchutei chutz was true seifa kachim and seifa chulin. In other words, everyone knows Rabbi Yishmol shita. Anyone that ever learned chulin after Zayin of Yais knows Rabbi Yishmol shita that there was an issur basa taiva for the 40 years in the midbar. But nobody ever chulin 9 that if somebody would have shechted a chulin, not in the Mokam HaMikdash, during the 40 years in the Midbar, he dechayv karis, that al zen nema parashas achrimos. That's the Ramban's chiddush. And if you look in Rashi, in Mesachus Chulin, after Zayin, the base Rashi says in the first. So the bottom line is, says the Ramban, that I think there's another way to learn these psukim, and that is that the parasha is discussing not only kachim, but even chulin. And it's going to Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, who Rabbi Yishmael says Masechtas Chulin after Zayin Amud Beis that there was an issur basa taiva for the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. What happened was the Yidden ended up going into Eretz Yisrael. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, there the Torah says very clearly that basa taiva was mutter. So then the halach of Shchutei Chutz changed. Then the halach of Shchutei Chutz was no longer relevant for Shchitas Chulin. Now it's only Negei Shchitas Kachem. But the point is, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, it was true not only for Kachem, and that's why the Torah mentions it. Torah is very sauce. Torah doesn't save it. It's Rashi, so he suffered the Muktash Makasim and Dabar. In other words, in Mamalusha, Rashi was being Mefarish, the Pasik, according to the Mandama that holds that there was no Isser Basa Taiva for the 40 years that were, the year that were in the Midbar. And that's really Shitas Rabbi Akiva in Mesachtas Chulin, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. The Ramban is being Mefarish, the Psokim, like Rabbi Shmuel in Mesachtas Chulin, Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, who holds that there was an Isser Basa Taiva. I saw in the Aznaim L'Torah, the Lutzker Rav, he's very bothered by this. He says, we know halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveren. Whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, talach is always like Rabbi Akiva. So if talach is always like Rabbi Akiva, then why would the Ramban be mefarish the psukim like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds it was the Nisa Basa Taifa? I think Rashi's right, time of the Lutzker Rav. Rashi says, b'muktash makasav l'daber, meaning it's only kachim, even when the Yidden were in the Midbar. It's probably because Rashi wanted to be mefarish like Rabbi Akiva. It's not halacha l'maisa, what happened when the Yidden were in the Midbar. It's, at this point, it's a historical fact that has significance in lumdis, but it's not in halacha, right? But time of the Lutzker Rav, you would think that halacha, if there was such a thing, would follow Rabbi Akiva. Isn't that what Allah Rabbi Akiva means? So the Chur Rashi is gerech for saying b'muktosh makasim adab because there was no Issur Basa Taiva. Why is the Ramban being a farish like Rabbi Yishmael? See, he says a davar neira, something only the Lutzker Rav could say. He says that if you look in the Ramban's lashon, when he says why he thinks pshat in the pasuk is mashma like Rabbi Yishmael, he says she derech yishuv hamikrois al oifaneim the derech hachomim behagodos a moira like Rabbi Yishmael. He has a whole lot. It's a very long Ramban. He says he has different mamori hagoda and the psukim are more mashma like Rabbi Yishmael. Derech yishuv hamikrois al oifaneim the derech hachomim behagodos. So he says it's true halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveira, but we also know the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin and it's in Chagiga, it's in a few places in Shas where Rabbi Akiva was darshaning Divrei Agada, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah turned to Rabbi Akiva. He said, "Akiva, klach midabri secha, malucha itzal Agada. Go better to Nagam v'aholis." And Rashi says in Masechta Sanhedrin, then the Perek Arbam Yisa is that Rabbi Akiva had a tremendous koyach in Lamdas, but he didn't have the same koyach in Agada. So he says, "That's the Ramban." The Ramban says, "Derech Yishuv amikrois aloifaneim, v'derech achamim v'agodis." He felt that when it came to the Haggadah, the Divrei Agada of what happened when the Yidu were in the Midbar for 40 years, was there an Issur Basa Taiva? This is not a Shaila in Halacha. In Halacha, when it comes to Nagam v'aholis, Halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaneir. When it comes to Agadah, to Drush, to these types of inyanim, then the rule of Halacha Rabbi Akiva doesn't apply. How do I know that? Says the Lutzker Rav. That's a Gemara. That's Malacha Itzal Agadah, Klach Itzal Negam V'Aholis. So there we're discussing Agadah. When it comes to Agadah, it's Lavdafka that Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Akiva Mechaver. But the question is something else. What changed? Why when the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, why when the Yidden were in the Midbar was there an Issur Basa Taiva according to Rabbi Shmuel? Then the Yidden commentary to Yisrael, and Mitamal, the commentary to Yisrael, they're allowed to eat basa taiva. What changed? So the Ramban already asks the kasha. The Ramban says what happened was when the Yidden were in the Mishkan, when the Midbar, they lived around the Mishkan. And B, they lived around the Mishkan. What's such a big deal? You want to eat steak for dinner tonight? Go to the Mishkan. What's the big deal? Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you're living on one side of the country. You're going to have to travel from sea to shining sea to go have a dinner. It's not going to be so simple, right? So already, and the Ramban says the Psukim are very mashma that way. The Torah says, Ki yarchiv gvulcha, that when there's going to be this harchava in the gvul, that's when this halach is going to apply. So it was all because of the fact that the Yidim were oiskishbright, and as a result, it was more challenging to be able to go to the Makom HaMikdash. It was because of that all of a sudden we had no choice, very practical, so to speak, that now they can't be in this Abbas HaTayv anymore. But it's Yidur, Rameh Simcha Nasha Chachma says a Dover Noira. V'ru'uyin HaDvarim L'mishuk Amram, what we call a classic Nasha Chachma. And Rameh Simcha says that the Torah says very, very clearly, this is one of the themes of Perek HaShaych of Amayla, that why is it Asit Teshech Bachotz? Because once upon a time, the Yidden were over the Avodah Zarah. He said, when the Yidden were over the Avodah Zarah, it was terrible. We need to make harchakas for Avodah Zarah. So we say that not only could you not be Sheikhed Avodah Zarah, but you can't bring any kachim to any deity, even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside. Because once you start bringing Father Eivishta, one thing is gonna lead to another. And from that standpoint, the reason Rabbi Shmuel held it was in Issabasa Taiva, the way the Ramban explains, is the same thing. That not only can you shech kachim, don't even shech chulin. We don't want a person standing with a chalif next to a behema because we're afraid that it's something that may lead to Avodah Zarah. We're afraid that it's something that may lead to Avodah Zarah. Says Ramei Simcha. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's really a pasuk can say for Ezra. When the Yidden came up, when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk says, Vayasas HaSukkos, that they built Sukkos, Ashalei Asu, Mimaisi Yishuv Benun. It was the first time the Yidden prophet Sukkos from going back to the times of Yishuv Benun. And the Gemara says, that possible? What? Efshar Ba Yishuv and David and Shlom, they didn't build a Sukkah, Mamish, till Yishuv, going back to Yishuv Benun, the first time they made a Sukkah was the times of Ezra, says the one. The pasuk doesn't mean that. What it means is they were davened and they were mevatel the Yitzhar v'Avodah Zarah. As a result, they were megan on Klal Yisrael like a sukkah is megan. Schach is megan on Klal Yisrael. It protects you from the sun. In that same vein, the Yidden with their tefillahs were megan. Ezra went and he davened. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And they were finally mevatel the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. And because they were mevatel the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, they protected the Yidden like the schach protects from the sun. That's what it means. Vayasa es ha-sukkos. Says the Gemara, there was a taina on every leader in Klal Yisrael, dating back to Yeshua ben Nun. Why didn't they do the same thing? If Yeshua ben Nun would have davened to be mevatel the Yetzer HaVodah Zarah, they would have been mevatel the Yetzer HaVodah Zarah. Dovin HaMelech could have done it. Shleim HaMelech could have done it. There would have been no Churban Beis HaMikdash. We could have speared so much tzaris, and there was a taina on every leader. Why didn't you daven for your nation, for Klal Yisrael, like the Kohen Gadol with the Reitzeach, who's supposed to daven in the Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Targum Yonis, right? All that. Why there was a taina on every faith the Gemara? Why are you only going back to Yeshua Benon? Why not go back to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was the first leader of Klal Yisrael. If there was a taina on Yeshua and every leader thereafter, why wasn't there a taina on Moshe? And the Gemara says, Shundalei have a beschus of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. And because he never entered Eretz Yisrael, he didn't have the koyach hatfilah that Yeshua Benon had. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shemesh to Yeshua Benun's Levana. But at the same time, Yeshua Benun had schus of Eretz Yisrael. And there's a special schus that Eretz Yisrael has when it comes to tefillah. Schus of the Eretz Yisrael. There was no taina why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mevat the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. Because it wasn't something he was ever going to be able to do. Yeshua Benun had a koyach, a tefillah of schus of Eretz Yisrael. It was going to be possible. So listen to the charifas of the Ramei Simcha. Said Ramei Simcha, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had no way of getting away from the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. There was no out. There was no option. There was no get out of jail card. There was nothing they could have done. There was no tefillah that could have worked. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs wouldn't have worked. Because in Chutz La'aretz, it's a different relationship with the Eivishta. It wasn't something that was going to be possible. As a result, we needed more harchakos for Avodah Zarah. That's why the Torah says, Shchutei Chutz is aser, Nishna dam, even Baser Taiv is aser. You can't go near an animal with a meser. You know why? Because V'lo Yizbuch Ho'edis Evchemus, you're going to go back to worship the devil like you did when you were in Mitzrayim. It's not Shabbat. But once the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, now they had Shchus of Eretz Yisrael. Now it was possible to get out. They didn't need the same level of protection as they had when they were in the Midbar. Being that they didn't need the same level of protection, now we're ready. We don't need the same level of archakas. It's going to be aser. But Basa Taiva, now Basa Taiva is already something you'll let it.
Why nowadays,
it's a real thing.
Chayve krisus noch dazu.
Yeah, above my pay grade. But
Rebusha, no other rabba. I can pass over the the shame sickness.
That we just learned that in the midbar, we're passing that there was a issa on any
taiva,
yeah, because we would have come over the line taiva yedazor. So today, nowadays, now it's malazay. Yet, so then we're going to enter what that netzus row there was kaiachat vilem of bevat grain the taiva yedazor. So nowadays, you know what, that all these zachim that the gedolim shy that we need to make a chokas. We're going to step over the line. Why don't we understand it? Why are we getting so overheated? They don't understand. They don't know.
Someone's
a
federating
cop.
Sometimes they had the same reaction than too.
He
did.
This is ongoing. A little weiter, we should end here. Noch 3 more minutes. Sagt die Gemara, weiter Tanur Rabbanan. So when the Torah talks about Shchutei Chutz, so the Torah mentions, very interesting, Ish mi Beis Yisrael asher yishchat shorei kesef oy eiz b'machana, oy asher yishchat michutz l'machana. So if you shechted b'machana or michutz l'machana, we discuss Shchutei Chutz. So it means, you're not going to shecht outside of the Azara, but we know the maskana, we know the emes. But when the Torah mentions it, it says either you did it b'machana or you did it michutz l'machana. Funny lash. It says more Tanur Rabbanan Abraiso, Michutz Machane, Yachel, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. I would think that when it says Chutz Machane, it means Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. What's the rest of the story? So, the Gemara in the end of last week, where the Gemara discussed that the Parim and Srafim were burnt, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. How do I know that? Because it says Chutz Machane. So, Chutz Machane sometimes means Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. So, from the word Chutz Machane, I would think that the only time you're over is if you do it Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes. So, for example, outside of Yerushalayim, what are the Sholosh Machnes? Machnes Shechina Leviyah in Yisrael. Again, this was all the end of last week's day. So, Chutz L'Sholosh Machnes would mean outside of Yerushalayim. Talmud Loimar Oyez B'Machane. No, even if it's in the Machane, you're going to be chayef for Shchutei Chutz. It doesn't have to be chutz misholish machnas, because even if you're in a place that's called machna, so you're going to be chayef. Okay, iba machna, had it just said ba machna, yachal, I would think, hasheichet oyla bedar mechay. Maybe if somebody shechted an oyla bedar, katcha gedashim, shkitazim betzafen, if you shechted a bedar, maybe that would not be chayef. Talmud loymar, oy, mi chutz la machna. Ma chutz la machna, mi yuchud, she'en l'shkitas kol zevach. The place of machna has to be similar to a place of chutz la machna. It's just like chutz la machna literally means chutz l'sholosh machnas, like it means by the Parman Asrafim, which means it's a place where you're never allowed to bring any carbon. There's no carbon whose din is outside of Yerushalayim. So too, the machana has to be a place where there's never a din to bring a carbon. Yotze darim. Sha'af apish ein roi l'shchitas kashim gedashim. Roi l'shchitas kashim kalam. So darim can't be a place where you're going to be chay. So again, it doesn't have to be chutz l'sholosh machanos, but at the same time, if you're in machna shchin, if you're in the azara, even if it's kachik kedoshim, that shechtasim b'tzofen, then you're going to be potter. What's the bottom line? When are you chayiv? You chayiv if you shech outside of the azara. Amarul ha-sheikh l'agag shalich l'chayiv. If somebody shechts on the roof of the heichel, he's chayiv. Hoyo ve'ein roi l'shchitas kol zevach. The roofs, the gagos of the azaras, and the were not neskadish. As a result, even though you're on the roof of the heichel, so technically, you're in the airspace of a Makam Kaddish, but the Gag didn't have Kedusha. The question is, if somebody shechts on the Gag HaHechel, is it now like you did a Shchutei Chutz, Yichayv Karis? Or no, it's not a Kasher Shchita, but it's also not going to be Chutz. That's what Ula came to address. This Shaila. It's Oyla Adar Rekia. Omar Ula, HaShecha LaGag HaShel HaHechel Chayiv, Hoyo Ve'en Roy.
Does it write how bad Kedusha is?
Mahada.
Powerful,
there it goes. As opposed to Kedusha, that's Amaruba. Hashechet agagah shel heichal chayev. Hoyo ve'ein roi l'shchitas kol zevach. And the reason is being that you're not allowed to shecht this, it's considered chutz l'zor. Maskel v'rov asked the kashi im kein nichtev krab b'machna michutz l'machana v'loi boi v'al pesach oyomoy. When the Torah says that shchutei chutz is if it was b'machna michutz l'machana, so we pretty much set up, we now know what shchutei chutz is. Why does the Torah have to go weiter and say v'al pesach oyomoy loyvi? He didn't bring it into the oyomoy.
What's that Moisef? Val Pesach, says Rava Lav Lamute Gaga. I think it was coming to my God to tell me that being that, how do you get to the roof of the Heichal? You went Al Pesach Hayomayid. So being that you went Al Pesach Hayomayid, maybe it's coming to tell me that you're pop. So Ula said that if somebody Shechts Al Gaga Shalechal Yischayiv, Tainas Rava, I think the words Al Pesach Hayomayid is coming to teach me that you're pop. Because what's Al Pesach Hayomayid coming to teach me? It's probably coming to teach me that the only time you're chay is if it was Al Pesach Hayomayid. But being that to get to the roof, you went Al Pesach Hayomayid, presumably, or at the very least, you're within the Olamayit area, so Sehesnish Al Pesach Hayomayid Loyavir. So I think those words are the rabbis that you're going to be potted. But the Gemara says, well, Rava, if Rava holds that the words Al Pesach Hayomayid Loyavir is teaching me that any time you shecht outside of the oil moed, you're going to be potter. Im kein nichtav al pesach oyim olay heviyai. B'machna u'b'chutz l'machna l'amali. Why the Torah say b'machna u'b'chutz l'machna? So says the Gemara, I can spin it differently. Lav la'asuyeh gagoy. Maybe b'machna u'b'chutz l'machna, which is being moisef in the iser, is coming the rabbis that gagoy should be aser. Meaning, Rava's methodology that al pesach oyim olay heviyai is a maramakim in the literal sense. It's telling me where Shchutei Chutz takes place. Outside of the Oyo Mait, that's what Shchutei Chutz is. Then why did Torah have to tell me B'machna M'chutz L'machna? What do I need the whole Limud, B'machna, Chutz L'machna, Chutz L'Gimel M'machna, is maybe Darim, El Pesach Oyo Mait. It's very simple. If it was outside of the Oyo Mait, that's when you're going to be Chayef. So if anything, Tain is the Gemara, B'machna M'chutz L'machna, now is extra, and it's L'Rabbis, I think it's L'Rabbis Isser, it should be Mar Begag like Ula. I agree with your kasha. Al Pesach Hayomayid Lo Heviyah is in and of itself a makar to the makim of Shchutei Chutz. Therefore, I don't need b'machna mechutz l'machna, which means it's coming the rabbis, but it's not the rabbis gaga, it's the rabbis something else. What if the animal was inside, but the neck was sticking outside? Are you chayv a potter? It's the rabbis that you chayv. But the Gemara says, savar b'chutz pshita. Amai kapit rachmona ashchita, ashchita b'chutzi. If the tzavu was b'chutz, why do I need a pasuk to tell me you chayv? Of course, you chayv. Elo la'asuyeh kula b'chutz v'tzavar, just the opposite. What if the animal was outside and the tzavu was inside? You would have thought you should be potter, being that the tzavu was inside. Kamash malon. That roving animals outside, you're going to be chayiv. And I shkoyach everybody for coming. And I want to bagris Rav Usha Shapiro Shlita. It's a grace of COVID for Rav Usha to shkoyach for the Udus and everything. Bemis, it's a grace of COVID.
I want to add, for me, it's a grace of chis to get to see you put him. I mean, I've managed to do all along that's you, but I want to add and some examples on the recording.
Yeah.
In we had this that maybe Kedusha is limited and Tuma is on boundaries. We mentioned about the barbecues. See, I'm way the Kazakh in the Torah. By the Mizbeach, Pasha, and Baloischa is right next to each other. But the Mizbeach ends the Pasha before Baloischa, that is a Kevesh. The Menorah, there's a step. One step, three steps, yeah? But what's going on here? Why can't we have steps by the Mizbeach? Why do we need a Kevesh? So the Pasuk, Shelo Yigal Ha'Eva. And so by the Menorah, what's Shelo Yigal Ha'Eva? Now where's the Menorah? The Menorah is in Heichel, in Besmedish, and Kod. Where's the Mizbeach? In Jerusalem, in the barbecues, by the parties. But flesh barbecues don't daf menachting him. There you gotta have a boundary where the kedusha goes. And inside the besmedish daf mezuchnis.
Great to Shkoyach.